Dr. Garcia's gold exhibit opens September 12. Texas border business. Edinburgh, Texas, early in 2022, the Museum of South Texas History received a donation of 400 gold coins along with a fascinating South Texas story. Dr. Garcia's Gold, an exhibit opening Tuesday, September 12, tells the story of gold buried under a house in San Diego, Texas, almost a century ago. The long and winding story of Dr. Garcia's Gold begins with small-town Dr. Jose Garcia, who operated a medical practice in San Diego between 1900 and the 1950s. According to family documents, Garcia began to acquire gold coins in the 1890s. In 1933, Garcia buried about 500 American gold coins under his house in San Diego after President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed an executive order to collect gold held privately by Americans. When Dr. Garcia's daughter Gloria was about to marry Hector Lopez in 1950, Dr. Garcia told Hector and Gloria about the gold. He said he had kept it for Gloria, so she could take care of her brother, Lico. For many years, Hector crawled under the house in search of the gold, but never found it. Upon Dr. Garcia's death in 1964, Gloria and Hector assumed ownership of the San Diego house. In 1976, they sold the house to a man named Alejandro Lopez. The story of the gold takes a dramatic turn in 2002 when Alejandro found a leaky sewer line and called on town plumber Serafin Trevino to fix it. Trevino's path to the leaking pipe was through a trapdoor in the kitchen that was installed in 1929. Trevino thought he needed more space to maneuver, so he began to dig and eventually unearthed a big chunk of mud enmeshed with gold coins. Instead of reporting the find to Alejandro, Trevino took the gold home and began to sell individual gold coins in the community. When Alejandro learned of this, he went to Trevino to claim that the gold was given to him by his father. Trevino did not believe Alejandro, so they sued each other for rightful ownership of the coins. Word of the trial at the Duval County Courthouse over legal possession of the gold made it into the local news. In nearby Alice, Texas, Gloria and Hector found out, and they promptly approached Alejandro and Trevino. They told them that Gloria's father buried the gold under his house many years before. Gloria argued the gold was her birthright. Alejandro said it was his, and so did Trevino. Gloria and Hector then took legal action to gain possession of the gold. In 2004, a Duval County jury decided the gold's rightful owner. Most history shares the story of the legal proceedings that determined legal ownership and will also examine the broader story that shaped Dr. Garcia, Gloria and Hector as significant actors in the history of South Texas. Dr. Garcia's Gold opens Tuesday, September 12, and is included in the museum's regular admission fees. The museum is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. For more information on the exhibit, please visit www.mosthistory.org/events or call the museum at 956-383-6911.